Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the founder of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another one of our victory videos that we produced to help you grow stronger in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at a powerful subject that I've come to call developing a listening ear. Before we do that, though, let me just pause and say thank you to those of you who support one of our missionaries. You know, we're the home office for missionaries all over the world, and it's so exciting to see what they're doing in these days. We have missionaries that do medical clinic outreaches. We have others who drill for water in a community, and that becomes their platform to reach people for Christ. We have some that do church planting, discipleship, leadership training, Bible translation, aviation. I'm telling you, the list really just goes on, and it's so exciting to be a part of this end time move of God. Thank you for supporting your missionary. They really depend on your prayers and support. All right, let's turn our attention to this Bible principle that I've come to call developing a listening ear. I can't think of a more exciting subject for a Christian than this one of how to tune in, hear, and sense what God is saying, following God's plan for your life. When you come to a crisis or a decision, being able to draw on the wisdom of God and know what He would have you to do. This is really where the exciting Christian life is all about. Now, one of the most favorite sayings that Jesus had was, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." It's found all through the New Testament. Let me say it again. Jesus, one of his favorite sayings was, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, Jesus wasn't talking about this flap of skin on the side of our head that we call ears. Obviously, everybody has those outward ears. But he was saying, spiritually speaking, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." In other words, do you have a spiritual sensitivity? Do you have the ability to tune in and sense what God is saying and what He's leading? Jesus is basically implying, that's what I want for my people. I want them to develop a listening ear. Now, let me give you a couple of definitions for what I call a listening ear. It refers to the spiritual sensitivity regarding the principles and the plans of God. Let me say it again. When we talk about developing a listening ear, we're talking about developing spiritual sensitivity to the principles and the plans of God. So when you face a situation or a crisis, or you need to know what God is saying, I'll tell you, I'm going to kind of jump ahead a little bit. The very first thing the Holy Spirit will normally do is He'll grab the Word, because the Holy Spirit and the Word always agree. The Holy Spirit will never speak to you or lead you in a way that's contrary to the Bible. I want to say that again, because, you know, you see kind of crazy movies about people who say they've heard God to do some kind of horrible act. No, they didn't. Because the Holy Spirit will never lead you in a way that's contrary to the principles of God's Word. They always are in agreement. So one of the very first things the Holy Spirit will do is He'll remind you of one of the promises of God, one of the principles of God. Something out of the Scripture will be brought to your remembrance, and that becomes the platform that God's beginning to lead and guide you. So there's a sensitivity involved to the principles and the plans of God. The other part of a listening ear, And we're going to spend quite a bit of time on this in this session, and that is when your thought life, your mind, becomes connected to the voice of the Holy Spirit. I want to say it again. It's when your mind, your thought life, what we would call your knower, do you know what He's saying, your knower, becomes connected to the Spirit of God and what He would say to you. So that's where we're going. God wants you to develop this. And I'll say this. It is a process of development. It's not something that you can instantly get. Will you make mistakes? Absolutely, you're going to make mistakes. Friend, what part of life have you ever attempted that you didn't make a mistake, whether it's riding a bicycle or learning to drive a car? Yes, you'll make mistakes. But you know what? God's grace and God's provision are greater than any mistakes that you might make. And so you learn as you go on. But the very first thing that you need to do is become a person of the Word. You need to become a person who meditates in the Word day and night. You read the Bible on a regular basis. You think of the promises of God, because that, as I said, is the very first thing the Holy Spirit will get hold of and bring to your remembrance to help lead you and guide you. Now, let me turn to a passage where Jesus, let's just start with Jesus. We already said that one of His favorite sayings was, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." In other words, The Jason Peebles paraphrase of that is, learn to hear my voice, learn to hear what I'm saying, learn to understand how to apply my principles to life. Let's go to John 16. In John 16, and I'll put this reference across the screen, John 16, verses 13, 14, and 15, Jesus gives us an insight into the job of the Holy Spirit. So if you're a Christian, I don't care if you're Methodist Christian, Baptist, whatever label you like, independent, interdenominational, if you are a true born-again believer, you have the Holy Spirit. So you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. Now, it's your job to connect with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is endeavoring on His side, but you need to also begin to pray for a listening ear. Begin to ask God to help you develop this spiritual sensitivity, and He will. But look at what Jesus says the job of the Holy Spirit is in the life of the believer. He says in John 16, verse 13, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth." Hey, that's good news. The Holy Spirit wants to guide you. Guide you into all truth. What does that mean, all truth? It means the right and proper way that God would have you go, the correct decision in this situation that you need an answer for. He'll guide you. It goes on to say, Jesus goes on to say, "He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of His own authority, but whatever He hears, that will He speak." I want to say that again. That will He speak. So Jesus is saying one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit is to guide you into all truth, but also speak to you, not of His own authority, but whatever He is hearing. So Jesus, can I use a modern analogy? Jesus is saying, I'm going to speak to you through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is like the downlink. One of His jobs is to serve as the downlink where He's receiving and giving. He's receiving what Jesus is saying to you, and then He's speaking it to you. Why? Because He lives on the inside of you. And as we said earlier, part of this process, as we'll see in a moment, is getting your thought life. This is part of renewing your mind connected in a greater degree to the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit's in you. But that's no guarantee that you're going to be sensitive. You've got to press in, desire it, pray for it. You can say it a number of ways. God will help you get that connection to take place between spirit and soul. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. A lot of people use the phrase soul and they don't even know what they're saying. The word soul comes from the very root word that we get psychology from, psyche. So your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Get that all connected to the Holy Spirit. Jesus goes on to say, "But whatever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will tell you things to come." Now, if that's not exciting, I don't know what is, where the Holy Spirit can give you advance warning, advance insight into what's coming down the line so that you're not caught by surprise. There's a place, my friend, of spiritual sensitivity and a walk in Christ where you are so in tune with the Holy Spirit that you have advanced notice of things that are about to happen so you can prepare and so that you can react in the right way. Verse 14. I'm still in John 16, verse 14. "He will glorify me, for He will take of mine and declare it unto you." There it is again. Jesus says He's going to show you. He's going to declare it. "All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore I said, He will take of mine and declare it unto you." I mean, how many times does Jesus have to repeat Himself and say, the Holy Spirit, His job is to speak to you, declare unto you, lead you, guide you. What an exciting, adventurous life we have if we only grasp this and begin to develop this listening ear. Now, I want to share a passage quickly. I don't have a lot of time to develop this, so study this on your own. But this is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning with verse 9, where Paul is saying that the eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard. In other words, in the natural, we can't see it, we can't hear it with our natural senses, but the Holy Spirit can speak to us. I'm paraphrasing. And he says this in chapter 2, beginning with verse 9, he says, "I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them unto us through his Spirit." So when we're Christians, it's one thing to be saved and on your way to heaven. It's another thing to be walking in the Spirit, which includes a variety of areas: character, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, the fruit of the Spirit. There are the gifts of the Spirit, but there's this dynamic area of being directed and guided, led by the Holy Spirit. He says, "He has revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." Verse 11, he tells us, and I'm paraphrasing, don't trust in the natural, in your natural senses. You'll never get this with this outward ear or these eyes. It's a spiritual thing, a spiritual transaction that we're discussing. He says, "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but we have received the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." What a fantastic promise. We've been given the Holy Spirit that we might know. That we might know. That is a function of your mind to know. That you might know. You may not know now, but that you might know. Are you getting this? You may not know now the answer or the direction. And so often I talk to our missionaries, and I do training videos for our missionaries, and so often they're seeking God, should I do the next campaign? What should I do this? And they've trained themselves to develop a listening ear so they can sense and know what God is saying. And we'll be given some more keys in our future sessions on this. So there's this realm where your mind needs to connect more and more to the voice of the Spirit. Call it the voice. Some people call it the still small voice. Some people call it an impression, a prompting. The Holy Spirit can lead you and guide you. And we'll be talking about that in our upcoming sessions. Now, let me encourage you to go to our website and print out this free study guide. These are free. All of our information on our website is free. We have audio tapes, videos, these study guides, absolutely free. This one is on following the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Following the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And that's really what we're talking about, where the Holy Spirit will prompt you and show you things to come. And so you print this out, and this has so much information that we can't get into in this session because of time, but print this out. And then there's another one on principles of divine guidance. So print both of these studies out, and they will be a blessing to you. Go to the website, and I'll put the address across the screen, worldoutreach.org. And go to the free Bible study section and print those out, and they'll be a supplement to your study. All right, well, this is Jason Peebles reminding you, starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life. God bless you.